The question was, what's in the Kudus and Machlokes over here? Right? Meaning, it seems to me Machlokes Rishonim, if he made here a real eschaivus, to pay through a Maisa Kinyan or whatever creates a real eschaivus, and gave the Mashkin for that, it seems to me Machlokes Rishonim, whether that would work. Like the Rabbi learned the Gemara that Mashkin Einkan, money Einkan, Mashkin Einkan means quite literally Mashkin Einkan. In Hilchos Mashkin, there's no Mashkin over here because there's no previous Eschaivus. That's not called the Mashkin. And that's what the Gemara means. But Einachinami, had you made a real Eschaivus, it'd be good. And the Ramban holds, no. Even if you would create a real Eschaivus, what the Gemara means is, if you wouldn't create a real Eschaivus, and Mitzad Dinei Mashkin, that's good Mashkin. Alpha Pekin, it's no good. It's not really giving it. What? It's not really giving it to her now. According to that, what's the difference between that and giving her a mashkin to achirim? So the Ran explains, because it's what's called ogud gabei, it's still stuck by him, because mashkin to achirim, that's it. He has nothing to do with it anymore. He gives her a mashkin to achirim, it's her right to go collect nobody does. Masha'in came with his own mashkin, so it's all the gabay, because until he pays the money, she doesn't have anything. So it's still by him. So whenever you make a kinyan kesef, it has to be that you're totally giving it up, and the other one's totally getting it. Right? He's makna to her, he gives it up, she gets it. But it's still all the gabay. It doesn't help. So it seems to be machloikes, rishonim, what do you call such a situation all the gabay or not? Because the Ramban, even if the creator of the deal is private, still the Kedushin is no good. And that's what Kedushin we see by Mecher also. That's the next case of the Gemara by Shipsha. Same thing. Yeah? It's not a Kedushin halacha. It's a Kenyan halacha. Kenyan guys have halacha. Yeah?
Is that thing by Mashkin?
Which one?
If it's Amigabe, whatever that is.
Yeah, no, so that's the question. I mean, yeah, I guess. If it would be Amigabe, it wouldn't help. But for some reason, the Ramban's calling it here Ogad Gabay, and according to the guidance sheet, it's not Ogad Gabay. Had you made it real sky, this would work. So what's the Hezbin, meaning what's the Kudus on the floor? What are they arguing about? So, yeah, so I got most of the way there. There's a piece of information I'm missing, but I'll tell you over at least what I saw. The Makne. The Machlokes is one of the big Achrayim, but I mentioned the Machlokes before, no? That's the big Achrayim in Kedushin. A little complicated sometimes, but the Machlokes goes on this. The Machlokes comes to explain this, and he says that the Machlokes is based on the following. There was one liner in the Ritva that I kind of ran through because it wasn't so much our sugya, but it's very nogea now. When the Ritva talked about Malva D'Achim, he says, Avagav, the Malva D'Achim Kudeshes, right? That's our Gemara. Then the Malva D'Achim, he took a Mashkin from someone from a different way, then gave it to her Mekudeshes. Then he says the words, Kol Heichud is some Kadai to the Loy Matu Machil Loy Vigilei, which is a Gemara that later on, that Memches, which we'll learn when we get there. But what does the word mean? Yesterday I just ran them over. The Kedushin, what he's saying that the Ritva is based on the Gemara later on, Daf Memchet, is that the Kedushin only helps if she is Samech Das, that he won't be Meichel the Leiva after he gives her the right to collect the Chodesh. What does that mean? It's based on the Gemara in Ketuvos. Gemara in Ketuvos, Tehei, says, brings a din of Shmuel that if I can sell you a shtar choyv, I have a shtar choyv, this guy owes me $1,000. I can sell that. Now it's hard to collect. I don't want to deal with it. So I can sell that shtar choyv to you. Now you're not going to pay $1,000 for that shtar choyv because you don't gain anything from that. We're going to pay $900 and then, because you don't mind going to harass the guy, and you make $100. If I sell you the shtar choyv, and then I go over to the Leiva, I'm Michael the Chayv. So the Mechila is a good Mechila. You can't collect anymore. You hear that? I tell you the Shtar Chai, but I still have a right to be Meichel the point. That's what it is between the flying. The only way the Kedushin, the only way the Kedushin helps over here, hold on a second. The only, that's what the difference between this line, based on the Gemara of Memchet, which Hakat talks about this, Memchet and Kedushin, that the only way the Kedushin works is because we're talking about a case where she has to listen to that he won't be Meichel. Without it, he won't be Meichel.
Every single one of those scenarios.
It could be rendered worthless by someone else, that's right. But that still is a value. Good, so okay, so now go back to my example. Now I didn't know that halacha, maybe you won't pay 900. But you might still pay 300, I don't know. You try, especially if you have a smicha
that risk has gone up.
The risk went up, but it's still the risk went up, but it's still a value. I mean, especially, it depends on the case. If I'm a guy you trust, like it says in the Gemara of Smicha Das, if she's Smicha Das, so she has full Das to make the case, okay, so it depends. But that's the din. Now, the question is, how does that din operate? Meaning, if I sold you the right, how can I give Mechilu? You're now the Malve Ki'ilu. So how does that work if I give Mechilu now? Yeah? How does it work?
So but actually, one of the things I thought that I understood that when we read it was that she Dafka got that far. Which is like,
No, that's what you mean.
She could go cancel his loan. And if he doesn't pay her the Kiddushin, he gets back the Mashkor, but he's still in the
He's referring to the Gemara Memchet. He discusses this. But he's talking about that his case that he might come. Yeah. We'll get there. Yeah, Shabbat Nathan, yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, the Kulam is the Shmuel. Everybody always like Shmuel. Shmuel is the din from Ksuvit. That, HaMerkosh Tarchoi, B'chaveroi, B'chazir, Mokhloi, Mokhloi. And just the Shaila is the Isha Smir, that's Tzemich Adaz, Isha not Tzemich Adaz.
The question you've got to ask is, what is he sending when he sends the
Shia Bob
or the Shia
Bob? So that's the question. The Dr. Rush in Ksuvis, explains like this. Every Malva really has two Shibudim on the Leiva. There's a Shibud on the Nechot, there's a Shibud on the Guf of the Leiva. You have a Chiv upon yourself. You have a personal Chiv to pay me back. Yeah? I've a shibud on the guf of the loiva, he's meshubit to me, he has to pay me. I also have what's called a shibud on his nechosim, that I can collect from his nechosim. So Dr. Rosh in Ksuvit, according to Shmuel, the pshat is, when I sell shtar choyz, I sell the shibud on the nechosim. You now have a right to collect. But the shibud of the guf that the loiva had to me, I can never sell. That's not sellable. Is there a better word for sellable?
And you're saying that a bitur of the shibud on the guf.
So I still have a guf. Exactly. Yeah, what makes sense because, so now he's saying the brush, I still have a koyach, so you might have a shibud on the guf. If I might have a shibud on the guf, automatically there's no shibud on the chasm, because the shibud on the chasm are only extension of the shibud on the guf. Like the Gemara says, what are the chasm? At the end of the day, the chasm are an ordi. That's what they are. Next, the other, what's the lesson of the Gemara? I don't know if he brings it. The Rosh, this touches the Rosh. The Rosh Ksuvit brought it down. And Nich said, the Adam are raving delay. There is already. The Chazmar is already. If I'm Michael, the Shiva and the Gufa thing, you don't need an Arif anymore. So the whole thing, like the Rosh says, in Machlai Lai, Paka Shiva Gufa Shiva Lai, Upaka Nami, Shiva the Nechasov. Why? The Nechasov in the Shin and our raving day. Because there is already. It was in Stalka, Shiva the Lai, the Nestalka Gam, Shiva the Nechasov. So that's the lumbus of it. So the Makna says that's Taka the Pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban and the Ran who say over here in our Sugya that it's still called Agid Gabay. The Pshat, why it's called Agid Gabay, because he still has a sheep on the goat. He still has a sheep on the goat.
And he can
still remember. Yeah.
I was just saying, if someone buys a
Shia Bud,
if someone buys a Shia Bud, you better take another shift without the guy, this guy.
Yeah.
To say that you don't smoke.
Yeah, but it could be that's the Malvah, it could be that the Malvah can't sell. Maybe that's not something which is.
No, he doesn't sell the ship on the other one.
Oh, make a new one.
He makes you want
make a new one. Okay.
I buy from you the ship.
If there's a way of doing that,
one on you.
If there's a way of doing that, yeah. But you hear the voice. He's saying the Ogid Gabay. What's Ogid Gabay? It's not just I said before. Why is it Ogid Gabay? The swipe plus swipe. You have to come back to me to get the money. So the transaction hasn't really quote unquote finished yet. There's more than that. I'm holding on to the sheep, but I go. I only sold you the sheep in the chosim. So he says that's back of shot in the. That's back of shot. And the Rishonim would say, okay, Gabe. What? What's that? I'm talking about a case by his own mashkin, yeah. By his own mashkin. I'm talking about a case by... Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, not the mashkin.
Oh, yeah, wait, I'm talking about a chayim's mashkin right now, no?
Yeah, now you're talking.
So how does that help?
Oh no, yeah.
No. You're right.
She gets the ship with a good gun.
If it's his own,
he's getting both. She's the first, she's not having something for him, she's the direct.
He's the one.
She's getting the ship with a good gun, or ship with a
Oh, so this is could be what he was saying is like this. I'm sorry. This what?
Maybe.
Yeah. He was saying with a twist. I'm sorry. He's saying with a twist. What he's saying is.
Weird because it's the opposite. Because with Achayim it does work.
Yeah. I think that's good what he was saying. I think what he was saying was like this. The Rishonim, like the Rabbis who want to say. Yeah. You're right. I think what he was saying was like this. If he's showing him, the rabbi would want to say that over here, there's no problem. By his own mashkin, had he created a real chayvus, it wouldn't have been a problem. He could have made a kedushin out of that. Why don't you call it Ogid Gabay? Why don't you call it Ogid Gabay according to the rabbi? Why don't you call it Ogid Gabay? Yeah? So, right, the rabbi looks at it as, I created a real chayvus, I gave you a mashkin, finished. So I think what the Maktam was saying was, according to the Ravid, you can't call that Ogid Gabay. You can't.
And
a Hanami, a Hanami.
She's holding everything, as opposed to by
and a Hanami.
Another Mashkin. He's still
out. Yeah, but over there, it does, but there it works. So I think with the Maktam, I have to look it up inside again. I was looking up inside again, but I think what he was saying was, then the Hanami, he meant to say was, if you're going to already call, I think that's what he meant, if you're going to already say that giving over a mat, that there's a concept of Ogid Gabay over here, then the Mashka Dachem wouldn't work either, because of what I just explained. Elamai must be, there is no issue of Ogid Gabay. From the fact that Mashka Dachemim works, meaning he's saying, Elamai, that's not how you look at it. You look at it, meaning Elamai, you have to say that that's not what it looks, that's not how you look at it. You look at it as something that you give over and that's it. Pause it for one second. Let me just get the... Very good. What he's saying is a hoichocha against them. Against that, the Ogid Gabay is not a problem over here. That's what he means to say. Meaning, if the whole problem, what's the problem according to the Ran? So he says, what's the problem according to the Ran? That cast of kedushin, the Ogid Gabay ba'alav kedushin. A cast of kedushin that is still Ogid, or I guess even a cast of kinyan, because you see they used it for shifcha too. That's still Ogid
on a certain level in some way, even though he gave over the kinyan kesef. And he gave over the mashkin. But if it's, and the mashkin is a real mashkin. But if it's ogged to him on some level, if it's nishar by him on some level, it won't work. And that's what the Ran says, if he still owes her the money, it won't work. So what he's saying is, the pshat, that it won't work. And then what he's saying is, pshat, according to the Ravid, who holds it will work, is that the Ravid had a hechokha, that if something that nishar et loy won't be a good kinyan kesef, then mashin nechem shouldn't be a good kinyan kesef either, because of the oneness which I just explained, because the Shiva Rakov is nishar by him. Elamai must be, that's not really a chisorin. If Soit calls Soit, he did a good vice against it. He did a good vice against it. And Mamele, even by his own mashkin, it'll work if you cater a bill of time. That's shot in the right. That's what he means to say. Masha Enkin, he says, according to the Ramban, you'll have to say that there, I don't know what reason he means, but he says there are other reasons given by Rishonim as to why, when I sell you Shar Khoi, I can still be Mayan. So it could be that according to one of the other reasons, the Lumdis is not that remains by me. There's some other Lumdis why I could do it. So it could be the Ramban held that some other Lumdis why the Mechila works, and therefore you have no Raya from Mashkin Dachayrim that there's any kind of real Ogid Gabe going on. And Mamela, then you could say that the reason it doesn't work by his own Mashkin is because of Ogid Gabe. That's what the goodness of Machalikas he said.
Look, it's very nice to say that there is a close connection to the financial connection. But there is. Two people get into transactions.
Well, there is. Yeah.
So there's some person that, I trust you, you're just in as a person, I can sell the thing on.
Listen,
buddy, I'm
going to tell
someone
new
that you know,
yeah.
Transaction on. I
deal
with you, I know who you are, I know where you are.
But that's what he's saying, the Kudus Machlekes. The Kudus Machlekes is, do you see by Mashkin Da'acherim that there's also an Ogid Gabe going on? The feed of this we just explained based on the Russian Suvis, there's an Ogid Gabe going on in Mashkin Da'acherim too. So if Ogid Gabe is a problem, there should be a problem there. Elo what? It's not a problem. That's what the Ravid learned. Mashen Kain, their man will learn a different kind of lumdis in the Gemara and Ketubis, why Mechila works. That's not dependent on it being really Ogid Gabe in the sense that we're saying. What is the lumdis? I don't know. I didn't see other reasons. I don't know. And the Mela, their man held his old Ravid over there that there's any kind of Ogid Gabe going on. Aye, the Mechila helps for some other reason. But over here, it's Taka Ogid Gabe, so here it won't work. That's what Ramban will say.
Very good.
That's what he's saying. That's the Machlokes saying. Yeah, there's some chelik of the of what he's being Machlokes over that's still nishar by him. So what Machlokes is saying is that the Ravid understood it. That's not a problem. Because if it would be a problem, it should be a problem by Machlokes the Chayim also. Because the lumdis that we explained before. And that's why the rabbi knows it wasn't Mechiba would work. Mashenkin and Ban says no, that is a problem. Ogid Gabe is a problem. Mashmadachem is not Ogid Gabe. You could be Michael it. That's some other lumdis like Michael, not the lumdis of the Rosh, that the Shibra Guf is Nisha by you. Yeah, he held that some other lumdis going on over there. So he held from there, it's not a Ryan. What? Yeah, I'm not sure why. Is that what he makes it doesn't speak out that part? Well, how did the Ramban see the case, that situation of Mechila?
Something.
Huh? I thought it would be Michael, yeah, but I don't know. I'm saying there must be some of the Ramban's way of speaking it out that the Mechila is not because part of it remained by you. You could still make. You know, a chalois in it, a mechilin. But not because they're made by you. Why, how could you do it? I don't know. I'm saying, it must be some of the lumdis. You know what I'm saying? With Ramban, it's not based on Ogid Gabe. And the mailer, man says, okay, so but over here it is ugly kafe, so here it won't work. The rabbis say, no, there's no such thing as the ugly kafe, it's not a problem. Or raya, it's not a problem, man, by mashing the chayim. That's what he's saying. When we get to the Gemara of Memches, we'll have to revisit this this Russian student. Because that's really what the Gemara says it did. It can be Michael, the Gemara brings it. Okay, Shkoy, Kavaldi. Kavaldi.